Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you get nothing else from today's call, we want you to really get, comprehend, understand, and act on this next statement. God's will is for you to be what His Word says you can be, to have what His Word says you can have, and do what the Word says you can do. One more time. God's will is for you to be what the Word says you can be, to have what His Word says you can have, and to do what the Word says you can do. God's perfect will is for you to walk in faith, moving from reality to even greater reality. In fact, make it that a greater God-provided reality.
One of my favorite scriptures, but I just have so many. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But God, so rich is He in His mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which He loved us, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, He made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ Himself, the same new life with which He quickened Him, for it is by grace, His favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. And He raised us up together with Him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
That is an awesome scripture or passage of scripture. We must embrace how much God loves us. We read that in verse 4. Then we see God not only makes us alive, but He actually gave us the very life of Christ Himself, even though we didn't deserve it. We'll read that in verse 5. As if that weren't enough, in verse 6, the Word says we've been raised up with Christ. We're actually seated with Him in glory. We need to understand that if Jesus is the head and all things were put under His feet, as it says in Ephesians 1:22, as members of the body of Christ, even the newest Christian has the enemy under their feet. We walk more and more into the acceptable will of God or the perfect will of God as we expand our horizons and our opportunities for success and service to the kingdom. Now, here are seven keys to expand our horizons. Number one, relationship with God. When we expand our horizons spiritually, He will show us things we've never seen before.
Listen carefully to Isaiah 48, verses 6 through 8 in the New Living Translation. You have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled, but you refuse to admit it. Now I will tell you new things, secrets you have not yet heard. They are brand new, not things from the past. So you cannot say, we knew that all the time. Yes, I will tell you of things that are entirely new, things you never heard of before.
Honey, that scripture before you. Go to the next translation. I will tell you new things, secrets you have not yet heard. And I want to tell you, that's what He does in prayer.
Amen.
This morning, a couple of things just stirred in me that gave me a realization of something that I should be doing and I'm not.
I want to also point out, it says, He was saying this to the Israelites, you have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled. They had seen things come to pass, but they refused to admit it. We can't be like that. We must receive what God is saying and make it real in our own lives, not miss it. The Message Bible translation of Isaiah 48 the verses 6 and 7 at the end says, this is new, brand new, something you'd never guess or dream up. When you hear this, you won't be able to say, I knew that all along.
Number 2, our understanding of His Word.
Psalm 1, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But His delight and desire, we're talking about us now, our delight and our desire. But the Christians or the believers, His delight and desire are in the law of the Lord and on His law, the precepts, the instructions, and the teachings of God. He habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night.
As we begin meditating on the instruction, His instruction being profitable, it really leads to a fascinating search of scriptures. The word profitable is from a root word, a Greek root word, G3786. G3786, and it means to heap up, accumulate, or benefit. God wants us to heap up, accumulate, and benefit from the word in enlarging our borders.
Psalm 37, verse 4 reveals even more when it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart.
Number 3, mental thought process. Mental thought process.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of His heart.
We have the mind of Christ. So our prayer should be for it to function fully and freely within us every day. That we should daily pray that the mind of Christ is directing our path. When we think like He thinks, our borders will begin to expand.
And that is the key, honey.
Number 4, family. It's imperative that we enlarge the borders of our, if you're married, your spouse, your children, even as you expand your own. Not just you, but those closest to you.
Deuteronomy 11, verse 9 in the New Living Translation. Deuteronomy 11, verse 19 in the New Living Translation. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. You know, expanding the horizons of our family is not a sometimes thing. It's an everyday conversation. Acts 5, verse 42 in the Classic Amplified says, yet in spite of the threats, they never cease for a single day, both in the temple area and at home, to teach and proclaim the good news, gospel of Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah.
Number 5. Job. You might be a bricklayer, bank teller, working in an office or assembly line somewhere. You might own your own business. Regardless of your current occupation, you can expand your horizons as you reach for success. God took Moses from a very ho-hum job of being a shepherd on the backside of the desert and turns him into the most powerful man of his times in the land of Egypt, placing him even above Pharaoh himself. Listen to this.
Exodus 4, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Moses, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod.
Moses answers. He answers that it's a shepherd's rod. Now, the shepherd's rod represented the vocation that Moses was in. He was a sheep herder, wandering in the desert, taking care of sheep that, well, they weren't really even his own. They belonged to his father-in-law. Wow. But even without a moment's hesitation, Moses gives the rod into God's hand. Now, remember, that rod symbolizes his secular employment. However, something exciting is about to happen, because we all know that whatever we place in the Lord's hand becomes a powerful tool to do God's work.
Exodus 4, verse 17 says, thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs.
Moses gave his rod, what represented his job to God. And then it did mighty signs when he gave it back to him. That's what we need to do. We need to give our jobs to God and let him put him in charge of it. Everything we do at the job, we need to do as unto the Lord. Here's the fact. If we want to experience greater success in the marketplace, we must give our job to God. Number six, finances. As we begin to understand God's plan for our prosperity, our destiny will expand financially.
Isaiah 45, verse 3 in the Contemporary English Version. I will give you treasures hidden in dark and secret places. Then you will know that I, the Lord God of Israel, have called you by name.
Now, that's a good verse to personalize, honey.
Amen.
I will give Ray treasures hidden in dark and secret places. Then Ray will know that I, the Lord God of Israel, have called him by name. God wants us to experience even greater success than we've ever had before.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 in the New Living Translation says, for God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and the bread, then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes?
No doubt.
That's right.
God wants to expand
our financial destiny for a reason.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 11, carrying on in the New Living Translation. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. I like that, honey. So that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God.
God wants to assist. He wants to increase, assist, and increase our prosperity so that we can bless others.
Amen. 7, influence. There's a reason why God wants to expand our vision, our horizon, and our destiny. In Genesis 12, verse 2, it says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
What does God desire to bless his people? He wants us blessed so we can become a blessing to others.
Amen.
Listen to this verse.
2 Samuel 7, verse 28 in the New Living Translation. For you are God, O sovereign Lord. Your words are truth, and you have promised these good things to your servants.
It's time, the right time, for each of us to expand our horizons and our destinies. That's God's desire for us. Make no mistake about it. The scriptures we shared today prove that. He wants to expand your horizon, your destiny.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God, what seed have you sown? Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.